Today, we head north to a special place called Lake Villa. Hang out with us today, and we'll show you why Lake Villa should be your hometown. Brought to you by McDonald's and the Village of Lake Villa. Here's Lisa.
The heart of any town, city, village is the school district. That's where we, you know, release our kids every day, where hopefully they learn how to be good humans and they learn well and how to play with each other. It's very nice, as we focus on Lake Villa today, to welcome Dr. Sandra Keim-Bounce, the superintendent of Lake Villa Community Consolidated School District 41, and the assistant superintendent, Vic White, to the show. Thank you both. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. So what stood out when I looked at the website for Lake Villa 41 School District, or the 41st District. Number one, you send your kids elsewhere to go to high school. I understand this is early childhood education through eighth grade.
Yes, District 41 services preschool through eighth grade students. Then our students feed into Grant, Grays Lake North, and Lakes High School.
And when I look at the graphic on your webpage, it's a lighthouse and it says Learn, Lead, Serve. I love that you focus on those pillars when it comes to education, especially early childhood through eighth grade. Vic, can you tell me about that?
Oh, God. We actually, our district mission and vision statement, it came directly from that, but it basically encompasses and embodies our Leader in Me program here at the school district, which is based on Franklin Covey's seven habits of effective leaders, teens, and it's in our school system. And in fact, we were just ranked, we were the second school district in the state to be qualified for the Leadership Lighthouse for Leader in Me, which is extremely exciting.
That's wonderful. Dr. Keim-Bounce, what can you tell us about the community of Lake Villa, because you see it through the children that attend school every day?
Yes, Lake Villa truly has a hometown feel, from the events at the Lehman Mansion to the holiday parades that our students participate in. Lake Villa truly offers family events for our community. We also share that our parks and lakes are serene, and the history here in Lake Villa, once being a resort town with the historical buildings, makes our community unique.
That really was what it started as. It was a resort town. That's where people from Chicago, Milwaukee got away to go escape and get on the water. Way back when, I would imagine it's changed quite a bit since then.
Yeah, we continue to still be a close-knit community. We do have many generational ties. Lake Villa District 41 truly is an extension of the close-knit community here in Lake Villa. I also share that we have former Lake Villa students here in District 41 alumni that returned to the area. In fact, over the past 2 years, District 41 has honored and celebrated over 30 Lake Villa District 41 alumni who returned to work here in our schools and reside in the Lake Villa area.
Oh, that's nice. That speaks volumes, not only about the school district, but about the community as well. And I would imagine when you have early education through eighth grade students, cell phones is not the issue that it is at the high school level.
Well, we don't have the high school level, so I don't have a comparison there. However, we do keep our children occupied with those leadership skills and traits that Dr. White had suggested. One of the ways that we do bring our community members into the district is through our Leader in Me program. Lake Villa District 41 strategic goals are to engage the community in the life of the district. Columbia students, for example, have an opportunity to partake in a Leaders Who Brunch initiative, which focuses on helping our middle school students become leaders. Additionally, our community members come in and participate in leadership days, leadership expos, and Leader in Me family events. So we bring our community into our school district.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Dr. White, how's technology? I know a lot of kids now get sent home, I would not imagine at this age, with some type of tablet tablet, but what are you incorporating into the school to make sure that they're kept up to date with everything that's happening on the technological side of things?
Well, we do have a one-to-one Chromebook deployment with our students. So our second graders through eighth graders all have their own Chromebook, and our kindergarten first graders have a cart that's available for them to use. But we also work with all our principals in terms of making sure kids understand digital citizenship or being safe. As you said, in high school, it's more of an issue, but it has trickled down from our middle school even to our later elementary, where kids are more on apps, and we're trying to make sure that parents and kids understand the dangers of social media.
You know, I was reading an article today on whether it's tougher to be a kid today than it was 30 years ago, and I would say it's absolutely tougher to be a kid today, but that means that your job is tougher as well. So we applaud what you're doing, we champion your success, and we're so thankful that you joined us today to represent the amazing town of Lake Villa.
Thank you, and we thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. That's Dr. Sandra Keim-Bounds, Superintendent of Lake Villa Community Consolidated School District 41, and Dr. Vic White, the Assistant Superintendent. Very people that you want surrounding your children and helping form their education. You'll meet others throughout the course of the day. In fact, I think we're going to talk to somebody at Timothy O'Toole's. I had no idea there was a Timothy O'Toole's in Lake Villa, but we'll find out more. And coming up next, Kevin's high school football coach. He's got something going on that we want to share with you, but we certainly want some inside scoop on Kevin Powell in 12th grade, or maybe 11th, or freshman year would be even better. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.